Rise and shine, pump it up. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show at 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it's also a happy, happy trash talking Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. And some of your top stories, well, trash talking. Yeah, the Democrats were flapping at the jaw yesterday. The DNC fired things up in Chicago. Yeah, there was some issues outside, but, you know, it's not like they can control the folks from inside. I mean, the Dems are doing their things, and the protesters were doing theirs. Mostly under control, it would seem, thus far. So you've got that going on. Today's primary day. Get out and vote in your local state primaries, etc. That is going on today. Usually those hours are 7 to 7, if it historically maintains what it has been. So you've got that going on. And, yeah, we'll get back to the convention. But we've got the FBI doing an investigation confirming that Iran was behind a Trump campaign hack. They attempted to disrupt, in fact, both presidential campaigns. The FBI and other United States intelligence agencies confirmed just yesterday that Iran was behind the hacking of former President Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The campaign itself said on August 10th it was notified by Microsoft that Iran hacked one of its websites. The FBI launched an investigation. Bureau said Middle Eastern country, Iran, has attempted to disrupt both campaigns. Quote, we've observed increasingly aggressive Iranian activity during the election cycle, specifically involving influence operations targeting the American public and cyber operations targeting presidential campaigns. All right. This includes the recently reported activities to compromise former President Trump's campaign, which the intelligence community attributes to Iran. So, of course, this will be an ongoing thing. You have to stay on top of it. It's always going to be attempts to hack in. Whether or not you can say, well, you know, they're hacking in because they don't want Trump to win. I mean, if you're looking at it in that political sense, I mean, it would make sense that they don't want him in. Whereas Biden and Obama before him, for the Democrats, have been awfully kind to Iran, unfreezing a lot of assets, begging them to deal with, you know, this work out a nuclear deal. And Trump, on the other hand, he was starving Iran at the same time, actually starving Russia, because when oil prices go down, not only do Americans benefit, but those other countries like Russia and Iran that need, you know, the capital that is gained from the oil, that starts to dry up when the prices drop. That dries up, and then don't have quite as much money to fund their terrorism, Iran, that is, and Russia, their war machine. So, yeah, that's why cheap energy is good for everyone. Good for everyone. All right. So the DNC is going to get plenty of eyes and ears, and they should. This is their big deal. Not to rain on their parade, but a new Keystone State poll came out. Yeah, you know, just yesterday I was going through some of the polls, and boy, oh boy, either people don't know who Kamala Harris is, or they think she's brand new, or they're just excited to have someone with a pulse. It could be any and all of the above, but they've been doing very well, according to polling numbers. The former president, though, in a new poll, who won 2016's race in Pennsylvania, but it was close, by fewer than 45,000 votes, lost in 2020 to Scranton Joe by a little more than 80,000. This time around, Trump is narrowly ahead of Democratic nominee Kamala Harris in a two-person race. 46.6% to 46. Wow, that's razor. That's nothing. That's a dead heat, really. 4.1% undecided, 3% saying they prefer another candidate. Like, besides both of them. Yeah, you can, you know, prefer all kinds of things. This is the deal. Anyway, the slender lead is, of course, well within the margin of error. And but it's better than being behind, and the campaign's happy to take it. And the theory is that the shiny new object, the honeymoon period, the idea that the elderly man with a poor memory is stepping aside and the young, fresh face is going to take over, that kind of effect, if you will begin to wear off. I think, especially when the people get to hear, if they ever do, the policies of Kamala Harris, and then, of course, they're surpassed. And you've also, got her running mate, who's got, well, he's got a past as well. I'll share some of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:14, and you are listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Dougie Fresh getting into overtime as Greg continues to slumber and rest up. Boy, when he comes back, he's going to be all pumped up. Right? All right. We've got plenty to talk about. Good morning. It's 6:18. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Democrat National Convention, Chicago. Kamala cares. Aww. Kamala cares. That's kind of one of their new little lines they're going to put out there, that Kamala cares. Oh, well, she doesn't care about borders, even though she was the czar. She doesn't care about families that are affected by all the fentanyl overdoses and dead kids, teens, and young adults. Yeah. Doesn't care about human smuggling. Wow. Okay. Doesn't care by, people that are raped and murdered by the millions or some of the millions that have come across the border. Okay, good job. But, hey, but Kamala cares. What about Tim Walz, Minnesota governor? Oh, he's celebrating. It's party time. The convention's on. Yes, he appears like he would play a very, very good clown. But he is trying right now to play the vice presidential candidate. Well, he did some clowning around when he was the governor and he was on the board and had the ability to commute a sentence. And he did. Myron Burrell was given a life sentence for the 2002 killing of 11-year-old Taisha Edwards, who was struck by a stray bullet while doing homework. But Walz voted to commute Burrell's sentence when he was governor and a member of the Board of Pardons. Burrell was 16 at the time of the shooting. Police said he shot Taisha while attempting to hit a rival gang member. 2 years after his commutation, Burrell has been in and out of court hearings for two separate arrests. He was first arrested in 2023 for illegally possessing a gun. Convicted felon. Convicted because a stray bullet fired from his gun killed a little girl. And the first thing he does when he gets out of prison is get a hold of a gun? Oh, yeah, thanks for the pardon, Gov, sucker. Yeah, what else would you say? The governor was a sucker. This guy's a bad guy. He didn't learn. He was in prison for years. He was in prison for 15 years. What did he learn? Can't wait to get me a gun. Oh, did I mention fifth-degree possession of controlled substance? Burrell is now 37. He was arrested again in 2024 and received a separate charge of one count of fifth-degree possession of a controlled substance after police found evidence of a controlled substance in his car, and the pill tested for methamphetamine. A meth head with a gun who's a convict, and there's a dead little girl. And this governor saw the wisdom in commuting his sentence, letting him out. Wow. So it's not just Kamala that cares. Tim Walz cares. Yeah, he cares about the convict, not about the victims. He was originally handed a life sentence by guess who? Amy Klobuchar. Wow. She was a prosecutor back then. She pointed to the case as evidence of her tough-on-crime record during her political career. She rose to senator. The case was brought to light again after Klobuchar ran for the presidency in 2020 and after the death of George Floyd and the rise of Black Lives Matter movement demanding police reform. Burl had maintained innocence in the case. Of course, talk to anybody who's in prison. They're all innocent. Yeah. So nearly two decades since he was convicted, you know, he was still maintaining he was innocent. In 2020, an Associated Press investigation also called the case into question after the outlet pointed out that there was no DNA, gun or fingerprints directly tying him, the case to Burrell. Instead, the case relied on eyewitnesses and jailhouse informants. Whether he was truly guilty or whether he wasn't, and I don't want an innocent man to go to prison, but the bottom line is he showed his true character by shortly after getting out, a new lease on life, a brand new start. And the first thing he does is go out and get a gun and some meth? Yeah! Nice. Ultimately, his sentence was commuted to 20 years. He had already served 18, and remaining 2 years would be served outside of prison with supervision, as proposed by Walz. It was the first time in 22 years that a murder case was commuted in this state. This gives you an idea of the lefty that Walz is. All right? If these people try to lie through their faces and tell you somehow, and the old man, Joe Biden, was, I don't know if he was whispering it or what, but it talked about the crime rate going down. That's a joke. All right? You can move statistics around. You can account for, you know, a lot of stuff that doesn't get reported. Bottom line is, you ask anybody if crime is up or down. They all know it's up. This is a bad joke, and people aren't going to accept it, and they're not. And it is a big voting issue. But these are the people Kamala Harris paid into a fund that let Black Lives Matter members out of jail when they got arrested for destroying public property, destroying federal property, burning, arson. Yeah, she paid into a fund her own money to help get those people released. These are far left radicals that we're dealing with. Of course, they will hide their true colors anytime they can. Because if they're truly exposed for who they really are, they could never get elected, no matter how much people hate Trump. That's how far left these wackos are. They are out to lunch. And it's frightening. And that this is just one small example. But for every Burrell that was let out, how many bad guys from other countries have been let in? Venezuela opened up their jails, their prisons. Go, 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 go. Go while the getting's good. Go to America. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, unacceptable. So I was out in Sturgis. It is the Mecca for motorcyclists once a year for 83 or 4 years, something like that. Yeah, 84. 400,000 minimum at least attend from all over. And there was chatter. There was a buzz. And it was, hey, what's up with Harley? Are they going woke? Harley-Davidson released a statement Monday because apparently this kind of buzz, and this has been around for a little bit, but it kind of caught fire during that time. And so Harley-Davidson released a statement Monday renouncing DEI and other controversial company initiatives in the wake of social media outrage and withering pressure from longtime loyal bikers. Can you believe that after Bud Light, there are still companies who completely do not get who their market is? oh, I understand that you want to expand your market. You want to be friendly to anybody who has a couple bucks in their pocket or to halfway decent credit and sell them a bike. That's your job. You have a fiduciary responsibility as a CEO to make your company profitable. Yeah, and expanding what your customer base who and is a great thing. But not at the expense of the meat and potatoes, the bread and butter that has made you and put you exactly where you are. Especially when it's a brand associated with freedom and, you know, good God-fearing Americans. And the DEI is exactly the opposite of what most of those folks believe in. How can they possibly fall for that? How could any corporation go down that line after the Bud Light thing? Unbelievable. It's critical to our business that we hire and retain the best talent, that all employees feel welcome. Yeah. Then why'd you do the DEI? Everybody agrees. You want the best person for the job. Why are they falling for this? Let's look at each other by gender and color of skin and all that. I thought MLK Jr. busted the chains and all that garbage years ago. They keep wanting to drag people back. You know why? It helps to divide Americans. It helps to divide Americans. And by the way, it doesn't help people of color. Because then you look at them and you go, oh, that's a token hire. Remember those days? Hell yeah. They're back with a vengeance. Unbelievable. 628 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got so much more to talk about. The Dems in Chicago. And don't forget, you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue, on demand, one place, now on the Odyssey app and wherever your podcasts are. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. So, did you hear what President Joe Biden said last night? Yeah, well, I mean, you missed. Well, you didn't miss a lot of facts, I can tell you that. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So what time did he go on? What was it, like 11:30? It must be, yeah, 10:30 Central to 11:30 Eastern Time. Joe Biden, it's all about you. It's your legacy. Thank you so much. You're so awesome. As they shoved their foot off his backside, told him to get off the stage, they gave him a late night spot to begin with. Those people were already tired from day drinking. Half the house was empty. I barely hear Joe, what he was saying. And then, on top of it all, you know, he's on his way out. He still has to perpetrate a lie. And he knows it's a big lie, and he doesn't care. Because the Democrats don't care when it's a lie as long as it benefits them. I believe they tell any lie, if they think it benefits them. This has been debunked by Snopes, by everybody with a brain, by anybody who actually heard it, saw it. It's the old, oh, there's fine people on both sides. Do you remember that? Charlottesville? Do you know what Trump was referring to? People on both sides of the issues. Do you remember that's when they were trying to take down historical statues? It was very clear what he was referring to, and he made it very clear. But it hasn't stopped Biden the entire time to use this lie, this fabrication, this completely taken out of context thing. And the mainstream media refuses to set the record straight because, once again, well, he's probably a racist anyway. So, what's a lie that's really probably based on the truth? This is how these twisted miscreants would, you know, rationalize their ugliness. It's ugly. They're ugly. President Biden, last night, DNC speech, late at night, most people were snoozing off. Debunked, this is a speech that spotlighted a debunked claim. It's been debunked. It's been debunked by everybody. All right? Here's what he said. We're in a battle for the very soul of America. He loves to use this. I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville in August of 2017. Remember, he's just an elderly man with a memory problem. But boy, oh boy, if you put it on the teleprompter, it seems like his memory comes back. August of 2017. Extremists coming out of the woods carrying torches, their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s. Biden said this is part of his speech at around 10:30 Central Time, 11:30 our time. When the president was asked what he thought had happened, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides." My God, that's what he said. That's what he said and what he meant. Then when I realized I could not stay on the sidelines, so I ran. Biden has repeatedly and emphatically cited the riots in Charlottesville, Virginia, for spewing anti-Semitic bile and claiming Trump spoke favorably of neo-Nazis. With those words, the president of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it, Biden said in 2019 when announcing his candidacy. In that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I'd ever seen in my lifetime. Left-leaning fact-checking website Snopes published a piece in June debunking the claim that Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. While Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, he also specifically noted that he was not talking about neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and specifically said they should be condemned totally. They should be condemned totally. And so Snopes said, yeah, that's what Biden's saying is a lie. The protests in Charlottesville that year, which played out across 2 days in August, included white nationals descending on the city who were met by hundreds of counter-protesters. The protests devolved into violence, including 3 deaths and dozens of injuries stemming from a car plowing through people and other attacks. The protests were condemned by both Republicans and Democrats at the time, with Trump saying such protests and violence have no place in America. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides, Trump said. Trump added days later in a press conference that he condemned the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence and came under fire from Democrats for his remarks. So, did you hear what President Joe Biden said last night? Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't miss a lot of facts, I can tell you that. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, what time did he go on? What was it, like 11:30? It must be, 10:30 Central Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. Joe Biden, it's all about you. It's your legacy. Thank you so much. You're so awesome. As they shove their foot off his backside, told him to get off the stage, they gave him the late night spot to begin with. Those people were already tired from day drinking. Half the house was empty. I barely hear Joe, what he was saying. And then, on top of it all, he's on his way out. He still has to perpetrate a lie. And he knows it's a big lie, and he doesn't care. Because the Democrats don't care when it's a lie as long as it benefits them. I believe they tell any lie, if they think it benefits them. This has been debunked by Snopes, by everybody with a brain, by anybody who actually heard it, saw it. It's the old, there's fine people on both sides. Do you remember that? Charlottesville? Do you know what Trump was referring to? people on both sides of the issues. Do you remember that's when they were trying to take down historical statues? It was very clear what he was referring to, and he made it very clear. But it hasn't stopped Biden the entire time to use this lie, this fabrication, this completely taken out of context thing. And the mainstream media refuses to set the record straight because, once again, well, he's probably a racist anyway. So, what's a lie that's really probably based on the truth? This is how these twisted miscreants would, you know, rationalize their ugliness. It's ugly. They're ugly. President Biden, last night, DNC speech, late at night, most people were snoozing off. This is a speech that spotlighted a debunked claim. It's been debunked. It's been debunked by everybody. All right. Here's what he said. We're in a battle for the very soul of America. He loves to use this. I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville in August of 2017. Remember, he's just an elderly man with a memory problem. But boy, oh boy, if you put it on the teleprompter, it seems like his memory comes back. August of 2017. Extremists coming out of the woods carrying torches, their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s. Biden said this is part of his speech at around 10:30 Central Time, 11:30 our time. When the president was asked what he thought had happened, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides." My God, that's what he said. That's what he said and what he meant. Then when I realized I could not stay on the sidelines, so I ran. Biden has repeatedly and emphatically cited the riots in Charlottesville, Virginia, for spewing anti-Semitic bile and claiming Trump spoke favorably of neo-Nazis. With those words, the president of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it, Biden said in 2019 when announcing his candidacy. In that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I'd ever seen in my lifetime. Left-leaning fact-checking website Snopes published a piece in June debunking the claim that Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. While Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, he also specifically noted that he was not talking about neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and specifically said they should be condemned totally. They should be condemned totally. And so Snopes said, yeah, that's what Biden's saying is a lie. The protests in Charlottesville that year, which played out across 2 days in August, included white nationals descending on the city who were met by hundreds of counter-protesters. The protests devolved into violence, including 3 deaths and dozens of injuries stemming from a car plowing through people and other attacks. The protests were condemned by both Republicans and Democrats at the time, with Trump saying such protests and violence have no place in America. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides, Trump said. Trump added days later in a press conference that he condemned the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence and came under fire from Democrats for his remarks that there was blame on both sides, very fine people on both sides. Nope. So Biden can't help himself. And, you know, it's not like he's feeding the information into the teleprompter. The DNC is full of a bunch of lying, gutless suckers who will do anything to gain more power. And lying? That's nothing. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up. Find some upbeat stuff. You hang in there. We're going to make it better. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Plenty to talk about. Democrat National Convention, Chicago, and a late night speech. They put Biden on after 11 o'clock Eastern. Oh, to show how much they respect him. Yep, that's exactly what they did. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I really want to thank you for that public service that you're providing and watching that Democrat convention. It's definitely makes one have a mind-splitting headache with all the hyperbole. But I feel that that's okay. Let them talk to the low-information voter. Let them talk to hyperbole. What the Trump team has to do, and I think J.D. Vance is doing this excellently, is talking common sense politics. His message is very clear. He stays on point, and he stays on policy. And if we tout the policies and the results of good policy decisions and the effects on the American people, I really believe we can win the election. But if we start talking about the cult of personality, which is what the Democrats want to make this about, because that's how Trump got into trouble in the last election, is the cult of personality. That's where they want to keep the focus on. And they will talk more about Trump than they will talk about their own ideas, because their own ideas are failed ideas. So we need to talk about the good ideas and the good results of good policies. And I think J.D. Vance is doing an excellent job of that. I wish Trump would do that a little more as well.
I agree with that. I think you're right. Let me ask you this. When they lie about policy issues like, oh, the border crossings are, you know, way down, which they might be able to twist the numbers and make it sound that way, or that they go, oh, yeah, we're going to do away with taxes, you know, for people with tips. In other words, just take ideas or lie about policy. How should that, how do you think Trump should address that?
I think he just needs to show newsreel footage of Kamala Harris's past speeches and show that how is she going to change things on day one when she is the ruling government right now. She has all the levers of power, and he's starting to do that, which is an excellent thing that he's doing. But all he has to do is show her that she is a chameleon. I think that would be a great stage name for her. She's the chameleon, because she changes her sales pitch to the audience she's speaking in front of. She's not a very genuine person, and I think that the footage of her own words will show that that's demonstrably true.
I love it. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Here's what I've got. The Trump campaign hosted two high-profile surrogates at a press conference in Chicago Monday night, kicking off the counter-programming effort against the DNC. Former President Trump's campaign launched a counter-programming effort. And let's see, talking about some big-name surrogates who hammered VP Kamala Harris on inflation and the economy as the DNC got underway. You can tell right now by what very few proposals that Kamala Harris has put on the table. That was Ron Johnson, the Republican out of Wisconsin. She doesn't have a clue. Johnson and Senator Rick Scott stood in front of several charts that demonstrated rising prices on food necessities at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago on Monday. So, yeah, maybe they are listening to you, Jerry. They are trying to find their way in what kind of strategy is going to be the most effective. And I agree with you. Don't make it about personality. It's not about personality. It is about policy. And yes, if you explain it to the American people in a factual way, the Dems will get away with lies. I mean, they have a lot of the media on their side. They're going to get away with a lot of it. But yeah, maybe it's just keep plugging along. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get pulled into the ditch. And hopefully the people truly get the message. They'll make the right decision. All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Frank. You're on the air.
Good morning. Love your show. I hope Greg gets well. I just tried to look up that article that you were talking about, how Mike Waltz let out the convict and he went out and killed somebody. And Google will not bring up anything bad about Mike or Familia. Anyway, it's sickening. And also, I looked at the a little bit of the their convention, and nobody was dancing. There's a lot of the seats were empty, and it just looked like a death a funeral. Anyway, thanks.
No, I appreciate it. Let me be clear. the guy that the governor of Minnesota let out, Tim Walz, when he had the ability to commute his sentence, he did so. The guy didn't then commit murder, no, but he got rearrested a short time afterwards in possession of a firearm and methamphetamines, and it happened more than once. And I believe he's still tied up in court issues right now. But no, he didn't kill anybody yet, thank God. Let's hope he doesn't. But yeah, he let this guy out, and that's what happens. They're not going to be tough on crime. They're not. This is not the Democrat Party of 20 or 30 years ago. It's not even the Democrat Party of 10 years ago. They have taken a radical turn, and they keep pushing that lefty envelope. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines Hangman, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? I hope you're feeling better, and I hope Greg feels better.
Thank you.
Praying for him. Yeah, but in the DNC, I mean, I don't get this because, you know, Kamala Harris is the actual acting vice president, and she's campaigning for presidency. She's boasting what she could do. She could do it right now. Her and Biden can do it right now, what she's boasting, and I don't get it. I mean, why?
Well, look, the president is going to have the power. He can sign the executive order. She can't. But that's convenient, isn't it? That's so convenient. Now, she was recognized as a border czar, tried to run from that, deny that, and everybody was shaking their head and saying, you're saying now you never were the border czar? Remember how they were putting out those statements? Yeah, there's plenty of action that could have been taken. And we all know that. But they didn't, because they wanted the chaos at the borders, and they wanted millions to stream across. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Plenty to talk about. Democrat National Convention, Chicago, and a late night speech. They put Biden on after 11 o'clock Eastern. Oh, to show how much they respect him. Yep, that's exactly what they did. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I really want to thank you for that public service that you're providing and watching that Democrat convention. It definitely makes one have a mind-splitting headache with all the hyperbole, but I feel that that's okay. Let them talk to the low-information voter. Let them talk to hyperbole. What the Trump team has to do, and I think J.D. Vance is doing this excellently, is talking common-sense politics. His message is very clear. He stays on point, and he stays on policy. And if we tout the policies and the results of good policy decisions and the effects on the American people, I really believe we can win the election. But if we start talking about the cult of personality, which is what the Democrats want to make this about, because that's how Trump got into trouble in the last election, is the cult of personality, that's where they want to keep the focus on. And they will talk more about Trump than they will talk about their own ideas, because their own ideas are failed ideas. So we need to talk about the good ideas and the good results of good policies. And I think J.D. Vance is doing an excellent job of that. I wish Trump would do that a little more as well.
I agree with that. I think you're right. Let me ask you this. When they lie about policy issues like, oh, the border crossings are, you know, way down, which they might be able to twist the numbers and make it sound that way, or that they go, oh, yeah, we're going to do away with taxes, you know, for people with tips. In other words, just take ideas or lie about policy. How do you think Trump should address that?
I think he just needs to show newsreel footage of Kamala Harris's past speeches and show that how is she going to change things on day one when she is the ruling government right now? She has all the levers of power, and he's starting to do that, which is an excellent thing that he's doing. But all he has to do is show her that she is a chameleon. I think that would be a great stage name for her. She's the chameleon, because she changes her sales pitch to the audience she's speaking in front of. She's not a very genuine person, and I think that the footage of her own words will show that that's demonstrably true.
I love it. Yeah, I think that you're I think you're absolutely right. Here's what I've got. The Trump campaign hosted two high-profile surrogates at a press conference in Chicago Monday night, kicking off the counter-programming effort against the DNC. Former President Trump's campaign launched a counter-programming effort. And let's see, talking about some big-name surrogates who hammered VP Kamala Harris on inflation and the economy as the DNC got underway. You can tell right now by what very few proposals that Kamala Harris has put on the table. That was Ron Johnson, the Republican out of Wisconsin. She doesn't have a clue. Johnson and Senator Rick Scott stood in front of several charts that demonstrated rising prices on food necessities at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago on Monday. So, yeah, maybe they are listening to you, Jerry. They are trying to find their way in what kind of strategy is going to be the most effective. And I agree with you. Don't make it about personality. It's not about personality. It is about policy. And yes, if you explain it to the American people in a factual way, the Dems will get away with lies. I mean, they have, and they have a lot of the media on their side. They're going to get away with a lot of it. But yeah, maybe it's just keep plugging along. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get pulled into the ditch. And hopefully the people truly get the message. They'll make the right decision. All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Frank. You're on the air.
Good morning. Love your show. I hope Greg gets well. I just tried to look up that article that you were talking about, how Mike Waltz let out the convict and he went out and killed somebody. And Google will not bring up anything bad about Mike or Familia. Anyway, it's sickening. And also, I looked at the a little bit of the their convention. And nobody was dancing. There's a lot of the seats were empty, and it just looked like a death, a funeral. Anyway, thanks.
No, I appreciate it. Let me be clear: the guy that the governor of Minnesota let out, Tim Walz, when he had the ability to commute his sentence, he did so. The guy didn't then commit murder. No, but he got rearrested a short time afterwards in possession of a firearm and methamphetamines, and it happened more than once. And I believe he's still tied up in court issues right now. But no, he didn't kill anybody yet, thank God. Let's hope he doesn't. But yeah, he let this guy out, and that's what happens. They're not going to be tough on crime. They're not. This is not the Democrat Party of 20 or 30 years ago. It's not even the Democrat Party of 10 years ago. They have taken a radical turn, and they keep pushing that lefty envelope. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Hangman, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? I hope you're feeling better, and I hope Greg feels better.
Thank you.
Praying for him. But in the DNC, I mean, I don't get this because Kamala Harris is the actual acting vice president, and she's campaigning for presidency. She's boasting what she could do. She could do it right now. Her and Biden can do it right now, what she's boasting, and I don't get it. I mean, why?
Well, look, the president is going to have the power. He can sign the executive order. She can't. But that's convenient, isn't it? That's so convenient. Now, she was recognized as a border czar, tried to run from that, deny that, and everybody was shaking their head and saying, you're saying now you never were the border czar? Remember how they were putting out those statements? Yeah, there's plenty of action that could have been taken. And we all know that. But they didn't, because they wanted the chaos at the borders, and they wanted millions to stream across. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.